This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Agat Tavach. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah. Simen Kuf Mem Vav. We're at the end of Sif Beis. Let me refresh your memory. Mechaber said, once the Sefer Torah begins to be read, you cannot speak, even in learning, even ben gavra legavra, even if you already finished the parasha. Some permit to learn silently. Some say that if there are 10 people listening, then you're allowed to speak in Divrei Torah. That's the Bahag. Some only allow it. That's the Rif. Some say, namely the Tamina Rabbi Yoina, that if you, before the Sefer Torah was opened, you turn to the other direction, you show that you're not part of the Tzibor, then you could start learning. Shnai Mikra ve'echa Targum is permitted. That is the opinion of the Mordechai and the Hagois Ashri. This does not apply to Zachar and Para, because Zachar and Para require 10 Midah Iraisa. Okay, so what is the correct course of action? The Mechaber concludes the Hanachain, Shabachal HaParshis Ro'i L'medaktik B'dvarav L'chavein Daitoi U'l'shama Mipi HaKorei. It is worthy, it is proper, that by all Parshis, one who is careful in their deeds, should be Mechavein, should focus and listen to the reader. Says the Mishnah, says the Bir Halacha. Let's start with this. Well, let's see the Mishnah Berurah. I'm sorry. Sivkal Niyadad. V'anochin shebechol ha-parshiyos. Ratzolaymer. Afilu lahavir ha-sedra shnayim mekvecha targim b'shasa kriya enoy min ha-mukhar. It's not even choice. It is not even the ideal to be maver sedra during the kriya Torah. Ela ro'i ledakdek v'lishmaya mipi ha-koyrei mila b'mila. It is appropriate to be medaktik and to listen to the reader word by word. So the way the Mishnah Berurah is interpreting the Mechaber, that even to do Mavra Sedra at the time of the Kriya is Enoy Min HaMavchar. Okay, that doesn't mean to say along with it. That means for you on your own, while the Balkari is reading the Parsha, for one to be Mavra Sedra, that's not correct. The Mishnah Berurah continues, Roy Lamadakti Bidvar, but Pri Chadash Kasav, the Meikra Adin Husha Asr Lasik Bishum Davar. The Pri Chadash says no. Pri Chadash disagrees with the Mechaber. The Mechaber says, it's Roy Lamadaktik Bidvarav to pay attention and not to be Maver Sedra. Pri Chadash says no. It's not Roy. It's Meikra Adin. It's Asr. It's Asr to be Maver Sedra during Kriya Satayra. Vafilu Bishnai Mikvecha Targa Mishasa Kriya. The Magen Avraham brings from the Shlah. It's also Meikra Adin Shemachmir Vazeh. Elat Sarach Lishtoik V'Lishmaya Hakriya Mipiashat Zibor. V'Chein Das Hagro B'Masei Rav. In other words, the Mishnah Berurah is saying that the Achroinim disagree with the tone of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says it's Nachain to pay attention to each word and not to be Maver Sedra during Kriya Satayra. So the Mishnah Berurah brings a slew of Achroinim that say it's not Nachain, it's Asur to be Maver Sedra. It's a requirement. Now the Gra as well. According to this opinion, you could be Maver Sedra Ben Gavra Legavra. You could be Maver Sedra. It's Mutter. Is that ideal? No, nobody said it was ideal. What's the ideal? In my humble opinion, to sit with respect silently. Can people do that? I don't know if people are capable. I don't know that. I don't know human beings who are capable of doing that. But if you want to strive for that, yeah, that's the ideal. That's what it seems like to me. The ideal is you wait silently, respectfully for the Kriyas HaTorah to begin. Are you allowed to be Mavr Sedra? Yes. Are you allowed to learn? We won't throw rotten tomatoes at you if you learn Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Is it better not to? Yes, it's better not to. Who said that? The Mishnah Brura, Sivkat and Vav. It's better not to learn Ben Gavra L'Gavra. Quietly. Hamikol Ein Limcha. In other words, should you read Parsha Sheets Ben Gavra L'Gavra? No. If you do, will we throw rotten tomatoes at you? No. If you're Maver Sedra during Kriyas HaTorah, will we be throw rotten tomatoes? Yes.
What do you say if you're Marech Mishabeach? Should also sit quiet? Or is that a waste of time?
You want to know
I
if they're saying Mishaberach? So
like the
what?
way they're really doing it with a lot of Mishabeachs, you know, in some places. What would you
You
do
should
then?
listen quietly and answer Amen.
Oh,
If you if you are you allowed to be Maver Sedra? Yes. If you read Parsha Sheets, Ein Limchois B'Yadai. Is it humanly possible to do that? That's this year is not about what's humanly possible to do. This year is the halacha, what you're supposed to do. So again, the three levels are it's mutter to be Maver Sedra Ben Gavra L'Gavra. If you learn Ben Gavra L'Gavra, Ein Limchos B'Yadai. You're not allowed to talk in learning. Another thing. It is correct to say quietly each word of the Kriyas HaTorah with the Baal Kareh. Why? Otherwise, it's not possible to focus. The Levush, the Derech HaChaim, and the Shulchan Atzei Shittim. The Dirshu brings that the Gra says you should listen to each word and not assist the Baal Kareh. That is what the Gra holds. Nevertheless, in Siman Resh Pei Hei, I want to see that inside. The Mishnah Brura says that Ein Lahachmir, Ein Lahachmir, Bedavar, because you're listening to the shots as well. Let me see. Resh Pei Hei, Sivkatan, Yadalid. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Likrois belachash mila b'mila mashal tzibur ein lahachmer b'zeh kiven shemachavein oz gam l'shmaya kol teva mipi ashel tzibur." I personally try not to do that because I don't think it's really. I don't find that you can listen to the words of the Baal Kareh if you're simultaneously saying the words. I'll only do that if I have an extenuating circumstance and I did not yet finish being Maver Sedra and I want to do it before eating Shabbos day. But the Mishnah Berurah says you are lechatchila allowed to quietly be Maver Sedra along with the Baal Kareh. But to be
Harav, I'm
Maver
sorry.
Sedra on your own during Kriyas HaTorah,
Harav,
Asr.
I'm sorry. I came late. What exactly is Maver said?
I'll explain to you after the shir, okay? So that's the bottom line. So to do the Shnaya Mikra during the Kriya, the Pri Chadash says Me'ikra Din is Asr. The Mechaber says it's Ro'i not to do it. The Pri Chadash says Me'ikra Hadin it's Asr. Okay, Siv Gimel. Oh, one second. Let's see the Bir Halacha. V'hanochain shebechol ha-parshiyos. Ayin b'mishnah brura di ramaschal Ro'i. V'inei kol zeh ha-sif hu toichachas megula. La'oisen anoshim ha-mafkirin es nafshoisam u'mesaprim besicha betela be'es ha-kriya. This whole sif is an open rebuke to those people who render ownerless their souls and they speak idle conversation during Kriyas HaTorah. Im Ben Gavra L'Gavra, If between aliyos, shasefer sasum, where the sefer is closed, asur saper im chaveroi, ula kama poiskim asur afil b'dibre Torah, kama yigdal ho iser be'eish shasefer pasuach. How great is the prohibition when the sefer is open? Shabizoyin hu, it is a disgrace. Kishameser aznai milashmaya dvar Hashem. If somebody removes his ear from listening to the word of God, the gadol avoinu minasai, the sin is too great to bear. Shafilu misha yoytze beemtza akriya nemar alav oizve Hashem yichlu. Even a guy who goes outside to get a tissue during Kriyas HaTorah, there's a klala, v'oizve Hashem yichlu, kidamrina b'gemara, koshikin b'zeh, sh'oime b'beis ha'knesses, v'en rotz l'hatas ozun la'torah. Certainly, a guy who's in the shul and is having an idle conversation, u'levadzeh, besides this, matzoi kama pa'amim chil Hashem al-yedei zeh barabim. Many times this could be a desecration of the name of Hashem publicly. K'goin shu oime b'mizrach b'beis ha'knesses. If you're a guy standing in the Mizrach Vant, and you're the guy who you have to get your Dvar Torah that you started, Ben Gavra Le Gavra Be'isser, you need to continue it during the laning, you're Mechalel Shem Shamayim Barabim. Boy, you had a good achievement today in the shul. Pal, you would have been better staying in bed this morning. You've been better staying in bed. This is not what I'm saying. The Chida writes, somebody who has a need to speak by the davening, they will be honoring God's name by not attending the house of worship that day. Says the Chafetz Chaim, and often your so-called Divrei Torah are laced with Lashon Hara, Urechilosh, Me Roishan V'yad Soifan. Besides the fact, you're not even allowed to talk in a shul to begin with. You could talk in a shul. You're not allowed to talk in a shul. Ulevadze ha'isur shel sicha b'teila b'beis ha'knesses b'beis medrash shugam kein isur gadol. Talking in a shul is an isur gadol. Kamavari lekaman b'sim kuf nun alef. Re'ei v'chashoiv kama yisur n'oiv ra'i deizeh. Oh, and by the way, says the Chafetz Chaim, your prayer is an abomination, just to point out. V'gam tfilasa mitayeves avrozel lefnei Hashem. Your prayer is despised. Kedachsiv meser aznai mishmaya Torah gam tefillah soy tayeva. Someone who removes his ear from listening to the Torah, his tefillah is an abomination. Va'ashrei mi shenoisin kavod la Torah. Chamay shenemar ki mechabdai acharyus. So the Chafetz Chaim says somebody who talks during Kriyas HaTorah, he's abandoning his soul. By the way, that's not a good thing. It's not a good thing to abandon your soul. That's a bad thing. Sif Gimel. Also, l'sabek shamafter kori banavi at shiasim kumay b'sevatar. You can't talk during the Haftorah. Kishamafter kori v'chulu ayin l'kaman simen reish peidal. Sif Gimel. L'tzach l'chavin gam l'berchay samafter. You also have to have kavanah for the brachas of the mafter. V'lanois achreim amein ayin sham. Sif Dalet. Ein tzorech lamoid m'umad be'eis shekoyren b'torah. You do not have to stand up during Kriyas HaTorah. That is the opinion of the Tur in the name of Rav Sar Shalom. Says the Rama, V'yesh machmirin v'oimdin. There are those who are stringent and stand. V'chein asa maharam. The Maharam of Rotenberg would stand during Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Mishnah Brura, Ein tzarach lamoid v'afilu ha'oimdim ala bima. Even those who stand at the bima, meaning, let's say you're hanging around the bima because you're the Gabbai Ravi, or because you got the last aliyah and you're still hanging around there. There's no chiyuv to stand. There's no chiyuv to stand by the sefer Torah unless someone's carrying it. When it's resting in its place, ein tzarech. Ayin bereish simen kuf memalef. The davka hakoyrei v'ha'oila la'toyra tzucha lamayt. Only the bal koyrei and the oila has to stand. Also, the gabai should stand. V'chein afilu k'she'echa toiv sabiyadai. Likewise, if somebody is holding the Sefer Torah, going to Isha Koyer and Haftorah, for example, at the time of the reading of the Haftorah, Kivan Shu Yoshim Mkamir, since the guy's sitting in his spot, in Sach Lama Lufana, you don't have to stand for it. Afilu Hein Betoch Dalet Amos Shela Alabima, even if you're within, it's Dalet Amos. Veda, Debeisha Noisa Noisa, but you should know when they're carrying the Sefer Torah, Chayiv Lamoid Lufanea, you must stand for the Sefer Torah. Ad shetischasam einam, until it is out of sight. Oyache agienu hamaylicha lemakayma, or until the transfer reaches its spot. Vaafilu smicha leizadavar aser. You're not even allowed to lean when the Sefer Torah is in transit. The smicha ki yeshiva, leaning is like sitting. Says Rav Moshe, standing up for a Sefer Torah is a chi of the Oraisa. Standing up for a Sefer Torah is a chi of the Oraisa. Why? Because what's the makar of standing? The Gemara makes a drasha. Imipnei loim deha oimdim. If you stand up for a Talmud Chacham, mipaneha loy kol shekein. A kavachomer is a Oraisa. Therefore, on Monday and Thursday, when they open up the Arayin, you're not mechuyev me'ikar adin to stand up when the Arayin is open. It's better to, but it's not a chiyuv. But when the Sefer Torah is in transit, it's a chiyuv d'oraisa. Therefore, if you want to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa, you need to be mechavein on Monday and Thursday and Shabbos to have kavana to mekayim the mitzvah d'oraisa of standing up for a Sefer Torah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.